Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. If you like hearing our voices, great. This is the podcast for you. But if you like hearing other people's voices, it's probably going to be a better one because we have some good interviews, good friends of the show coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And also new people. Wheelers and dealers of the industries you love.
Oh, big shots.
Yeah, like why would you want to talk to Will Smith with the Oscars when you could talk to his manager? Way more fun.
That's what everyone wants. Hey, stick around for that. We're diving into the world of footy talent management because there's a new show on Stan you can actually check out. This isn't a sponsored thing either. Stan didn't ask us to do this.
In fact, if anything, they probably would have asked us not to.
But look, it's all about money on the show today because it is Cheap Tuesday and there's a place where you can go where you might either lose money, make money. It's a real luck of the draw. And I don't think it should be in Perth anymore. I think we should move it on the road and we need our own Vegas. Crown Casino has gotten in a bit of hot water after like an independent report found that they were not fit to keep running WA's only casino.
Is it because of the money laundering?
Yes. Absolutely. There's been too many illegal dollars passed through their
too
accounts.
Too many.
Too many.
Some is okay.
Well, they reckon that like many large businesses attract money laundering.
Well, let's be real.
You need to be aware of it.
How sketchy out of 10 is our accountant?
Oh, and he's not even a criminal. He's just sketchy.
Yeah. It's like...
he's like a good 7 out of 10.
When you get past...
by 30, fine art.
Yes, he's one of those guys. Me and Michael own lots of paintings for tax loopholes.
But here's the thing. So they say they're not fit to, but they're allowing them to like clean up their act.
Yeah, so can you explain that? Is it like, you seem pretty drunk. I'm going to take your license, but get this car home.
Yeah, like can you do the alphabet while standing on one leg? Like if you can do that, you might get it back. So they're trying to clean up the act. I say, don't even bother. I say, strip it from.
Okay. Like,
take it. Because they have had the only casino license in the state for what? Like nearly 40 years?
Yeah, I believe more. You're only allowed one.
You can only have one. And in WA, they're the only place that you can have pokies.
Oh, yes, of course.
That's part of the license. They're the only ones.
You're allowed that random one at the RSL.
What is that?
I don't know.
The fruit machine or whatever it's called.
No sense.
I say take it away, though. I say, why don't we take it and why don't we actually make a thing in WA like the great state of Nevada? Why don't we make a bit of our own Vegas?
Or what are you thinking? Dongra?
Mum and Dad would love that.
Yeah.
They'd love a bit of Viva Dong Vegas.
Oh, Whitnam. Oh, no, wait.
They're flattening it.
We don't want people
Could you
there,
start though. Again? No, like, could you, I mean, like,
they
is,
don't want people
is the
there.
Asbestos there?
Parabadoo?
I think it's got to be Kalgoorlie.
Can't be Kununurra. Like, you don't want to give people more reasons.
I think it's got to be Kalgoorlie. I think it's got to be Viva Dirt Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think it has to be there because of the pit, the gold, like it all comes together.
Yeah.
They got the Golden Mile, I'm pretty sure, there as well. Like that's like the strip in Vegas. So I think it goes there, but you have an opportunity to get like lots of themed WA like games. Like change roulette to cyclone. Because it spins around. So imagine that. You're like, here's $10 table for Cyclone.
Gotcha.
And you put your money down on little houses.
Yep.
And you hope that it doesn't get your number.
Oh. That's a good one.
Yeah. Like imagine all the great things you can have. You could like, Blackjack could be called like Russian Jack. Because remember Hall's Creek? There was the famous Russian Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a gold miner. So he was looking for money, and you change blackjack tables into Russian Jack tables. You can make all the WA involved in Dirt Vegas.
I do like that.
Send it east. Let me know if you're on board for Dirt Vegas. And then you can have, like, weekends away. You know, people from Perth, we're heading to the regions. It's like it's a win-win for everyone. So I said take it off them.
Yeah, no, I'm for it. Russ,
yes.
I was exercising the other day and...
what were you doing?
Yeah, I was just going for a run.
Just a little jog?
A little jog. And I like doing it because regardless of age, gender, doesn't matter what it is, when you go for a run at like the local park, you see other people who are also exercising and you just give them a little head nod. You're like, cool, thanks, look at us, just trying to better ourselves. And some people you have to overtake, some people overtake you. It's the way of the game.
Yeah.
Okay, and there was this old man who was doing great for a 70-year-old, but he was too slow. So I was needing to overtake him.
Was he even running or was it walking? with the arm movement of running.
Nah, he was jogging.
Okay, well done.
He was jogging, and he had like running sunglasses on. Like he was almost going to sell amphetamines on the way. You know, he had like those sort of sunglasses.
Well, even they have to retire at some point.
And this is the thing, is I don't think he noticed me. Because sometimes when you're running up behind someone, you need to kind of like overtake. You don't want to startle them. So you just kind of like, I don't know if you make your feet louder so that they can hear you. You just kind of...
Don't you shout like on your left?
No, that's weird.
On your right?
Passing.
Yeah.
On your left.
I thought that's what you do.
No, no one actually does that. But bloody should have. Because as I decided to pass him, imagine I've jumped into the overtaking lane on the freeway and I'm about to pull up alongside. And you know when you do that, where you don't want to do that awkward thing where you look at them and they look at you. And he's obviously had like a bit of a tough run. Maybe this is his last lap. And as I've passed, I'm thinking maybe he'll give me a little wave of like, hey, good job. Get out there, young fella. You know, thanks for passing me. Thanks for being polite. On your way. Mm. But he didn't give me a wave. He gave me like a liquid wave. He obviously had a rough run, and he gave me a bit of a... So I then completed my run with about, I don't know, 7 milliliters of spit on me.
Because he didn't know you were coming.
No. And he just said, sorry, mate. And I went, all good. And then I just kept running. And I still had a lap to go. And ain't nothing going to stop me.
So you ran. You one more lap covered in an old man's spit. Is that why you took a rat test this morning? Best times ever for the AFL. 1,000 goals to Buddy Franklin last Friday night. But the thing was, everybody was too busy running onto the field. They didn't pay attention to a man who was taking the ball.
Oh, no.
That's right. He snuck it out of the ground. But yesterday, it was returned. The Sydney Swans want the 1,000th goal ball. And they said, look, we'll give you like a bunch of signed stuff if you just bring it back. And he fronted the media. And let's have a little bit of a listen to what he had to say for himself.
I went head over biscuit straight onto the head and, you know, it hurt my head. But, you know, it was all fine. The adrenaline rush of it all happened. So, look, there's a little bruise there, but it's not much. I didn't even think about it that night. I obviously had a couple of stubbies and, you know, I was just trying to enjoy it myself. But I managed to jump the fence, do a couple of handballs to myself. And I ran into a mate of mine who'd been sitting in another part of the ground, and he sort of just said to me, mate, you're a moron, get out of here. And so I just hit frog and toe and got out of there and managed to get a cab on Moore Park Road and cabbed home. So I stuck it in a little secret place inside my room and sort of kicked on to the pub.
Now,
first of all, he sounds like Nick Cummings, the honey badger.
The honey badger steal Buddy's ball. No, it is not the honey badger.
I like that he was like, and I had a cab waiting outside, like it was a heist.
It was ball heist. It was a big money ball heist. But he's brought it back now. He got like some signed Buddy boots and a jersey. But he surely knows inside that it would never be worth what the ball could be worth.
Yeah.
Because the Tom Brady ball cost one Bitcoin, which is valued at like $80,000. I don't think it was any, I don't think it was a 1,000th touchdown.
Here's
ball.
The other thing, dude, too. The retirement ball Tom Brady bought back off of the guy for $500,000. So that was like.
So even bigger.
Yeah. So it's like, so he could have charged Buddy a lot of, but he said in the news, I believe he said that they, like he was sort of going, no, I was going to give it back anyway.
Yeah. He was always going to give it back, apparently.
would you give it back?
I would give it back.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. But I'd have to be like in the statue with Buddy. That's the trade-off. Joining us in the studio now is one of our lovely colleagues. It's Geordie. Hi, Geordie. Welcome
Morning,
back.
Guys. Thank you. It's always nice to be here.
You've been on the show before.
Yes. She was your great backup.
My fill-in.
Yes.
Your replacement.
Yeah, well, that one.
You may have replaced me as like a host, but you can't replace me as like the leader of the bargain bin because I would have never spent the amount of money you did on a sandwich.
Yeah, look, I had a bad day yesterday and I had a really good rant in the office. Well, it's a sourdough toasted BLT.
Don't talk it up.
It really sold me when I was there. Yeah. And it ended up being this small sandwich, smaller than my hand, and it cost a lot of money for what it was.
Smaller than your hand.
Now,
it was
like a boutique place, wasn't it? It was like a fancy like health place.
Yeah, right? And they always hike up the prices for that health value or whatever.
So it was a stock standard. Like, it looked like a stock standard, like square sandwich, like square sliced sandwich with bacon, lettuce, tomato. That's it. How much?
$15. I was sold by another colleague, and I won't trust her again. I was also sold by the smell when I walked in.
Is she the one that brought COVID into our office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't name names.
Is she the one who's also a vegan or vegetarian?
She eats fish.
But not bacon.
Not bacon.
She doesn't know her BLT.
Why would you trust?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. When you went to go pay for it, because this is the thing I do. Did you go, I guess I'll have that sandwich. And then they go, it's $15. Or did you know the price going
in? I knew it was $15. But I thought $15, it's going to be like a really good big sandwich. I can take leftovers home.
A banquet sandwich.
I'm a sucker for leftovers, so.
I was going to hit up a small village, let them all know. I've got you guys, it's all good.
So how did it taste?
It was all right. It was quite drippy. There was some pesto sauce in there, which was kind of getting everywhere all over my hands, which I didn't like.
Your first word is not good enough. If it's $15, it can't be all right.
Yeah.
It's got to be good.
I think if it was like a $7 sandwich, I would have given you a much better review.
Look at that. 50%. It's 50% is the correct value there.
There is nothing worse than spending money on crap food.
Mm-hmm. No. Can I also just say that on the online menu, it was $14.
You got hiked up
$1. Hiked up.
Uh-huh.
An extra dollar.
I had to walk there too an extra dollar.
That's not, yeah. No, I'm on board with that. That's disgusting that they made you walk there and charge you an extra dollar.
So 1-800-011-666, like the biggest waste of money.
Yeah.
Like the most overspending you did.
Yeah.
We want to know just the worst things out there. 1-800-011-666, slightly different number if you're in Karratha. Don't forget the text line as well, 0400-97-400. Just the biggest waste of money you have ever had.
Tell
you got any leftovers?
Yeah.
No, I ate it all.
Talking the most you have ever overspent, I guess. The biggest wastes of money after our colleague bought a $15 BLT made with just little square bread.
Yeah, just imagine your mum made you a sandwich or you made a sandwich for your kids. Imagine that, $15.
Like, we all know that some of the remote roadhouses have increased prices, but not even they would dare to go to $15 for a BLT.
No, $5.50 for a chicken and cheese sausage. Bloody, yep, sign me up. But this...
This happens even to, like, the biggest names in the world. Nick Cage was overcharged. He bought a dinosaur skull for, like, $250,000.
Okay.
But then the Mongolian Museum, like, the official, like, Museum of Mongolia were like, Mr. Cage, like, thanks for buying that. It was stolen. And you've bought it, like, it's been on the black market. It ended up in an official auction eventually. And you've bought, like, a stolen skull. May we have it back? And he thought, yeah, I'll do the right thing. They can have it. But he revealed the other day that they didn't give him anything for it.
What?
So he's $250,000 out of pocket. And the museum didn't reimburse him or anything. The auction house hasn't returned his money. He's just... $250,000 out of pocket for buying an illegal dinosaur skull.
You know, that happens with cars all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, like if you buy a stolen car, they take the car from you. You don't get anything
Didn't
for it.
Did you have one?
Yep.
Because it still had like a money owing tag on
it? And the cops called, as we tried to get it registered, my dad called the police station and the police station's like, oh, we're just checking here and it says that was stolen like 3 owners ago. Could you bring it in? And my dad went, no. And they went, all right.
Where in Australia is this strangely named place? Where in Australia is this strangely named place? Let's go one better. Let's go Why in Australia is this strangely named place. Let's specifically WA. We've got a lot of town names, and they vary with meanings all the time. There's a lot of Aboriginal name places, but there's a lot of like English name places for a whole bunch of reasons.
Yep.
Let's kick it off this morning with Point Sampson.
Okay.
Point Sampson, not too far from Karratha. We had a little visit to Point Sampson when we were there last year. Had a lovely little spot. Remember, we were on the jetty and I was dressed as my mum.
Oh, yes.
That was Point Sampson.
Dressed as your dad.
And now, is Point Sampson named after just a regular old surveyor called Michael Sampson?
Mm-hmm.
Or was Sam's son in the water and he was lost at sea and they had to point to him? And they're like, point at Sam's son.
Who's Sam's? Oh, so Sam's.
So there was a man named Sam whose son went missing, according to old
like. And he was like, if I didn't see you there at that specific land location, I wouldn't have seen you point. Yeah.
And they had to point to Sam's son.
What was the first more realistic one?
That was Michael Sampson.
Michael Sampson. Yeah,
correct. but it was spelled incorrectly for a long time as Sampson with a P.
Oh.
And his widow had to like tell the government, like, you're spelling it wrong on all the maps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just Sampson. Okay. Next up, Karratha.
Yep.
Okay. It is an Aboriginal word. Does it mean good country or sort of soft earth? Or does it mean place of coming and going?
I think you'll find it's First Nations for expensive rent.
Nice one.
Thanks. What was the second one? Sorry, I was too busy getting ready for that joke.
Does it mean place of coming and going?
Oh.
Which would be very fitting.
It could
it?
Be because it's very...
It's very FIFO.
And the first one again?
The first one is, does it just mean good country or soft earth?
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to go with soft earth because of the mining.
Yeah, correct.
Yay!
Does it mean soft earth? Finally, the Fitzroy River. Okay. And that part of the Fitzroy River itself.
Are you going to say that the river is like small and there was a big fat guy and his name was Roy and they go, Fitzroy?
No. No. I did think of having one where they drink the water and go, oh, he's having fits, Roy. No, I'm better than that. Did they drink the water and actually say that this tastes like Fitzroy water in Melbourne? Were they travellers from Melbourne? And they're like, this water's so good, so clean, it's like the city and Fitzroy.
That's good. I like that one.
Or is it named after Charles Darwin's captain?
Oh, see, this is a tricky one because it's always named after people.
Mm.
But that little story at the start, I think is good enough that even if I'm wrong, I'm confident being wrong that it's called the Fitzroy River because it tastes as good as Fitzroy water.
Ah, I got it.
Damn it!
Yeah, it's the captain of the Beagle that was the famous ship that Charles Darwin travelled on.
I prefer Fat Roy.
It fits him.
It fits Roy.
Blam, Mitchell and Michael, and Mitch joining us on the line now is a man who can like split your sides and crack your back. It's our chiropractic comedian, not only Jimmy Carrots.
Hello, good to see you.
Jimmy, that's better than any bio you could have ever written.
I know. And it's always a pleasure to be here on the Michael and Mitchell show. I always mention Michael first because he is the glue that holds this show together.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And plus, I've known Mitch for that long that I like to give him a bunch of garbage.
Yari, that is true. Now, you were our favorite anti-vaxxer on the show. How's that all gone?
Good. I was able to get a full exemption. Oh. And then last week, I got 2 weeks ago, COVID. And believe it or not, I lived.
You did it.
What was your what's your exemption? Because I know you would have done the old doctor wink wink, like the old
No. It's proper. It has to do with lung problems that I've had in the past.
Hey, look, if whatever you got to do to get out of it, mate, I've got your back.
Yeah.
Now, some big shows coming up for you, Jimmy, and the Flannel Panel, which you're a part of, taking the show on the road to Kellerberrin very soon, April 2nd.
Yes, correct. That one will be a good one. That's me and the boys. And then me and the boys are also doing the Champion Tavern in Armidale on the Saturday, the 9th of April. And I've received some messages from people online saying, hey, try not to die.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it's a...
Good advice.
That's why it's called Champions, because if you make it out and there's a tournament at the end of the night. So stand-up comedy in these places, what has made you pick like some of these regional towns? Is it just because like no one's going there or?
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, you know, you look at like bands from back in the day and they tour. You got to tour. You got to take the party to the people and get around and go to places where they're not leaving.
Now, INXS loved original tour. They went to Marble Bar and were chased out of town because Michael Hutchins allegedly slept with someone's wife.
Have you done that?
Have you been to Marble Bar?
I slept with a guy's husband.
What is one of the wildest? Because I'm assuming after the show's finish, it's regional places. You probably stick around for like a drink or a chat. Has anything wild ever happened?
The only thing that comes to mind that was wild was when we did a show in Rockingham at the Swinging Pig, and we had not a lot of people there, and there were five bikies who were all messed up, and after the show they waited for an hour in the parking lot because they wanted to beat the hell out of us.
Oh, that's lovely.
That is the most distinct memory that I have of the entire tour we've done.
Did you confuse him, though, and say, he's still in there, guys?
No, what we did was we just went out the other door.
Oh,
that old classic.
Bamboozled them. Now, this is actually your last WA tour, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, correct. So we're going to take it nationally and then internationally. So this is, like, I'm going to be doing next week or 2 weeks from now, a little tour down south on my way out of the state. So on the Monday, we're going to be I'm going to be at the Dunsborough Hall. Then on Wednesday, that's the Monday, the 11th. Then on Wednesday, the 13th, I'm going to be at the Sterling Club in Albany. Then on Thursday, the 14th, I'm going to be at the Wandering Tavern. And then the next day I get on a plane and I move to Tasmania.
Wow. You get around more than COVID.
Yeah, and then after that, so I'm only going to stay in Tasmania for 7 months and then off to the States for 18 months to do a tour there.
Jeez. I'll tell you what, we'll follow you the whole way. Even when you're in America, we'll be like, where are you going? You'll be like, Nebraska. We're like, cool, where are you on?
Jimmy, thanks so much for joining us and all the best with your big tour. Head online and check out the Flannel Panel and Jimmy Caratz. All the best, mate.
Thank you guys very much. It's always a pleasure chatting with you.
Savings.
That's right. Cheap, cheap, cheap Tuesday. Cheap as a baby bird. Join Michael's Bargain Bin, the fantastic group on Facebook now.
You, sir, the Ayatollah of the dollar.
Fidel Castro.
Vladimir Putin it back.
Genghis, can I get it any cheaper?
Pablo Escobargan.
But we move on. We can go on now. Look, head over to the Bargain Bin. I've just put in a new trash to treasure tip for you. Or a tip. You might even think of
a tip.
A tip, because this might belong in the tip. How do you feel about me buying prawns expired $4.53 down from $11.34?
That's great. Look, you've chucked it up on Michael's Bargain Bin, which is like you can put your own bargains there. You can see bargains. If you see this at the shops, maybe you go there, you save some money. But yeah, I have seen what you've put up there.
I gave you a tip, though. Which is that I understood that there was a risk. So the tip is get a backup item when buying reduced seafood.
Yeah, like I'm assuming you're going to, because it's one of those ones where it's like the prawns are in the packet and there's Glad wrap over the top. So it's been like wrapped by the shop. But then,
but
I guess.
It's not frozen prawns. No, it's fresh.
So do you open it and then if it's bad, you go, well, I'll now move on to my cheap pizza?
Yes, that's the way I use the sniff test. I crack those bad boys. And I'll tell you what, they smell just like regular prawns. So I made like a Thai curry with the prawns. Bloody beautiful, mate. Got two meals.
I don't know, man. Did you have it last night?
I had that the night before.
Okay, so, last night. So you would be ruined right now if it was bad.
If it was bad, yeah. It didn't get me. So that was the other tip as well, that you might even need to find some reduced Imodium. Have you ever had Imodium?
No, what's that?
It blocks you up when you got the runs. So... handy to have when buying reduced food.
Do you have it for, like, you go, oh no, that's coming out? Or do you have it with the food so it never comes out?
As like a garnish. Yeah. Just sprinkle it on top. Mitchell and Michael, yesterday the world was all looking at one thing. Oh yeah? It's getting funky. We're all watching one thing, that one moment at the Oscars where the world heard this little moment, the slap that stopped the world. Oh, it's so bassy up close.
So bassy.
Will Smith slapping Chris Rock after Chris Rock made a G.I. Jane joke about Jada Smith because she has a shaved head at the moment. If everyone is wondering what the joke was, because some people still don't get it, G.I. Jane, Demi Moore.
Also.
Shaved head.
G.I. Jane, pretty crap movie. So
maybe that's what they took offense
at. You
don't
want to be called Demi Moore. Like, how dare you?
Like, you picked a bad film to reference, Chris. Yeah. You didn't pick is there a really good film with a bald actress? I don't know. And that was obviously the difficulty for Chris.
Black Panther. The chick in it.
Yes. Okay, yes.
But that, as you can see, not as funny as saying
Part of like the Wakandan like guard, but yeah, hard to deliver in the joke. So we went to G.I. Jane, Will Smith. Initially laughing, as people have pointed out, but then not happy, storms up, slaps him. But he has apologized this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is breaking as of about an hour ago. He does apologize to Chris. I would like to publicly apologize to you. I was out of line and I was wrong. Jokes are my expensive part of my job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear and I reacted emotionally. She does have alopecia.
Yes.
That is why she has shaved her head.
She's still, a very good looking woman. And like, I personally think your mum would look good bald.
What? My mum?
Yeah.
Mate, leave mum out of this, okay?
I'm just saying, she'd look great. She got like grey head hair, but like the facial structure, she would be fine even if she didn't have it.
But don't, like, you can talk about anywhere else, but don't bring my mum into, like, talking about, like, slapping just, people, being bald.
I just think she's...
Look. Mate, if you go there again, it's it, okay? We'll talk about this. We'll talk about Chris Rock. We'll talk about Will Smith. Leave my mum out of it, all right? Are you done?
Yeah, when I said I didn't want to do this talk, right? And then I said, let's do it. I changed my mind. It should be, let's not do it.
Well, we're in it now, mate. We're in it now. You can't stop now.
All right, let me finish it. Your mum would look real good, bald.
Shut up.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.